Welcome to our podcast about lie detection. Today we are talking about what a polygraph is and how it works. Then after that, we are going to play a little game of devil's advocate. This game is going to be a debate on whether or not polygraphs are effective or not. Afterwards, we will inform you about real-life cases in which a polygraph was used to make wrong accusations and fail, basically. So let's get started.
Polygraphs, or more popularly known as lie detector tests, are used to see if someone is lying when they are interrogated. It is most popularly used for criminal cases to see if the suspect is lying about doing or witnessing the crime at hand. The machine measures the body's changes from heart rate to blood pressure in order to see if they're lying or not. The suspect is hooked up to the machine and asked a series of questions from normal, mundane questions to actual questions pertaining to the crime. However, there's a lot of controversy surrounding polygraph tests.
The controversy around polygraph tests are that they can be inaccurate and too sensitive when encountered with changes. For example, when interrogated by the proctor of the polygraph test for a certain amount of time, most people will start to become nervous and develop anxiety. The changes in the test subject may be interpreted as a lie by the polygraph, but is not always true. There are different ways that polygraphs can be intertwined with science and alter our society. The science aspect would be how your body reacts to deceit and apprehension. The usual signs of a lie are faster heart rate, sweaty palms, dry mouth, stuttering, limited eye contact, etc. And when the polygraph can anticipate these, the statement of the test subject is considered a lie. In the societal aspect, there are some people who can deceive a polygraph test with ease. Most people who have the ability to do so are often referred to as sociopaths. Sociopaths are manipulative and have the ability to flawlessly fabricate any story of their choice. So if a sociopath is the test subject, they can easily give the proctor disinformation and not show any signs of deceit like the ones mentioned before.
So now I'm going to play a little devil's advocate in this discussion about the different viewpoints about polygraphs. So the view that I stand for is that polygraphs are not effective at all and should not be admissible in court. The evidence for this argument is that sociopaths can manipulate their feelings and can find some way to cheat the test. Thus, causing the polygraph to be ineffective because you can never tell if a sociopath is lying or telling the truth. The opposing side would be that polygraphs are effective and should be used as evidence in court. The evidence for that stance is that it benefits the interrogator's time for finding out the person is lying or not. Another evidence would be that the polygraphs actually use science and technology to find changes in your body when you're telling a lie. There are many cases where the polygraph failed to prosecute an individual as well as falsely accusing others for the crime. One example of failing to prosecute an individual would be the case of a guy named Gary Ridgway. He is well known as the Green River Killer, who was accused of killing 48 individuals. But at first, he wasn't arrested for those crimes because he'd passed the polygraph test. Then later on, he got caught and was prosecuted for those murders. I think the reason why the test failed is because the guy was able to manipulate his feelings and was able to create a lie without changing his facial expressions or show signs of change in feelings. Then there are cases where they failed to use the polygraph to catch the right criminal. In one case of a man named Bill Wrigley, he was falsely accused of killing his wife after failing a polygraph test. This man was later released from prison because the found DNA wasn't his. It belongs to the BTK killer, who was later arrested and put into prison. In this case, the test failed because this individual showed signs of anxiety or nervousness that affected the police's decision on arresting the innocent man. Knowing that these tests uses the body's expression to show signs of mistrust that the test is unreliable. Now we know that the test is sometimes reliable and sometimes not so much.
What we have covered here today are the basic facts about lie detector tests and presented two of the many arguments about polygraphs. However, the legitimacy of these tests are usually up to the individual, since the court decisions have come down to a jury. How do you feel about lie detector tests? Do you think they're legitimate? If so, why? If not, why not? Well, that's all for today, and we'll see you next time.